to dedicate the Shir Leili Nishmas, my dear Mechutin, Reb Gershon, Reb Yaakov Sostrin, Olav HaShalom, who passed away this past Erev Shabbos. Reb Gershon was an OU and a good member, an activist who supported local Miami Mosdos as well as many Mosdos Chashuvos throughout the world. Yehi Zichroi Baruch. Today's Shir is in the Daf Yomi for Lag BaOmer Tovshin Samach Vav, which is Mesech the Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Tes. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Bey, 7 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the words Va'oid Shalach Loi. What our sugya today is referring to is actually something that we learned yesterday, which is 17 lines above what we're learning now. In my Gemara, it's right under the Rabbeinu Chananel, where Amar Rav Kahana Kishachola Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Shalach Loi. Rebbe, Amor Lanu Shnaim Ushloisha Dvorim Shamar Talanu Mishum Avicha. So Rebbe sent to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and he asked him, he was afraid that he would lose the, when Rabbi Shmuel was about to be Nifter, he would lose sayings from his father Rabbi Yossi. So he said, why don't you tell us 2 or 3 things that your father Rabbi Yossi said? And Rabbi Shmuel accommodated him and told him a number of things. And now we're starting today with the last thing that Rabbi Shmuel told Rebbe in the name of Rabbi Shmuel's father, Rabbi Yossi. The Oid Sholach Loi begins the Gemara, and another thing that he sent him was the following. Gimel Meis V'shishim V'chamisha Shvakim B'krach Gadol Shel Roimi. There are 365 marketplaces in the big city of Rome. The Keneged, the 365 days of the Mois HaChama, of the regular year that we have, which follows the sun. And each of these 365 marketplaces had in them 365 towers. And each tower had 365 steps. And each step, there was on each step enough richness and enough food commodities to support the entire world. It would seem that there definitely Sisrei Torah here in what exactly the Gemara means, this number 365. But in simple pshat, there was vast richness here in the city of Rome. And the Gemara continues, Omar Rabbi Shimon, on the right-hand margin, it says, Omar Rabbi Shimon Berebi, Rabbi Shimon the son of Rebbe, said Lerebi, to his father Rebbe, Va'amri lo, and some say, and now we go to the left margin, where we have, in the Masoras HaShavs, Rabbi Shmuel Berebi Yossi said Lerebi, the Amri law, and some say that it was Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, who said to Rabbi, Hani Laman, who is going to inherit all of this vast richness? And the response of Rabbi was, L'cho, L'chavrucho, L'chavrusecho, to you, people who are learning Torah like yourself, and your friends, and Chavrusecha, and the Seifrim, this last word is missing. However, we do find it in the Rashbam, and the Rashbam interprets Chavrusecha means L'chavre Chavarecha, to the friends of your friends. But you're all alike, you're all Lom de Torah. Eventually, you will inherit all of this vast richness, as the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph will soon tell us. Shenemar, how do we know that the Talmid Chacham will eventually receive all of this richness? For it says in the Pasuk Yeshaya concerning Rome that Sechara, her merchandise, the profit that Rome will have from its merchandise, Vesnana, and the money that is given to a zona, a harlot, that impure money, but eventually what will happen with all this money of Rome, Kodesh Lashem, it will become holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo ye otzer, it will not go into a granary, as we'll soon see, the Gemara will explain what this word means, v'lo ye chasein, and it will not go into a treasure house, again the Gemara will explain what this means. Ki li yoshim lefnei Hashem yiyeh, it will go to those who are yoshev in front of Hashem. And now the Gemara interprets this pasuk, my lo ye otzer, what does it mean, lo ye otzer, Tana Rabbi Yosef have learned, lo ye otzer, zeh beis oitzer. That lo ye otzer means this is a house of oitzer, which means a granary, as the Rashbam tells us, that it has in it tirosh dagan v'yitzer. It has wine, grain, and oil. So this food and this money will not become stored in a granary. And also v'lo yichasen, the Gemara explains that beis kenizah. This refers to a treasure house, as the Rashbam explains. What's the lashon lo yichasen? Lashon chaisen, the last line of the Rashbam. Lashon chaisen. This means a language of strength. Zeh beis kenizah en shel kesef zav. This is a treasure house of gold and silver. It's like Fort Knox. It's a place which is very strongly protected. And the word chaisen means strength. And that refers to a treasure house. So the richness of Rome will not be stored, but rather it will be distributed. It will be distributed to those who sit in front of Hashem. Amar Rab Lazar, and now we turn to Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. Who does this refer to? Hayoshu Lufnei Hashem. Zeh Hamakir Makom Chaveri. This is someone who recognizes the place of his friend, the yeshiva, in a yeshiva. Rashi and the Rashbam both explain. And I'll read the words of the Rashbam. Shiridei Aloimer Zeh Makom Ploini Vzeh Makom Ploini. The Hoyulu Makir Makom Chaveri. Rugal Huleshev Tomit Sham. Since he is always in the base of Medrash, he's a Masmid. So if anyone asks him, do you know where Ploini Almoini is? He will be able to tell him, yes, he sits over there. He's familiar with everybody who's in the Beis Medrash, because he's not just a Yotze V'nichnas in the Beis Medrash, but he's rather somebody who's a Tmidi. He comes there constantly, and therefore he knows where everyone is. He is the Yoshev Lufnei Hashem who will get this richness. Ikka the Amri. Some say, Amr Ablazer, Zeh HaMekabel Pnei Chaver B'Yeshiva. This is someone who receives his friend the Yeshiva. The Marsha explains that he's the first one there in the Beis Medrash. So everyone else who comes in, he's Makabel Panim. He greets them into the base of Medrash because he's a Masmid. He's there from early in the morning to late at night. So he's Makir Makom Chaver, as the Gemara said, and likewise, he greets everyone. And when I was learning this Gemara, I thought that perhaps we can say a different pshat than the approach of the Rashbam and the Marsha. It's not merely someone who is a Masmid, as they are learning, but perhaps, and this is especially apropos to the fact that this daf is the daf yomi of Lag BaOmer. We know why were the 24,000 talmidim of Rabbi Akiva nifter during this time between Pesach and Shavuos. The Gemara tells us the Yevamah is because Shalai Nagu covered Zeh LaZeh. They didn't give honor, the proper respect one to another. Here the Gemara is telling us, a Yoishev Lefnei Hashem is someone who does give proper respect one to another. He's Makir Makom Chavera. He gives Chashivas to the place of his friend, and he's Makabel Pnei Chavera. He accepts the words of his Chaver. So it's perhaps appropriate that the opening words of today's daf on Lag BaOmer are these points that a person is giving kavod, and that makes a person not only a loymet Torah, but he also has the midos tovos that go with it. That is someone who's roy to be called Yoishev Hashem. I had an opportunity to be together with the Novominsker Rebbe Shlita, and I mentioned this pshat to him, and he agreed that it is a possible pshat in the Gemara. If you look in the Yalkut Biurim, in the Sefer, the Masifta, there are many pshatim on these two lines of Gemara, all having to do with this idea that it's an inyan of derech eretz here. It's an inyan of kavod. One pshat that comes to mind is that Makir Makom Chaver, the Gemara tells us that the pasuk says some derech arena, and the Gemara says don't read it some derech, but shum derech, means a person who evaluates. And the Gemara says, what does it have to do with? It has to do with a certain Amora who would always ask his Rebbe questions, but when it came to Yontiv and the whole Tzibur was there, on a regular day it was only the people in the Beis Medrash. So he would ask his Rebbe constantly, but when the Rebbe had to give a shir, Barabim, in front of the entire community, he was Shum Derech, he was sensitive, he evaluated, is this the right place and time that I should ask a question? Because perhaps if I ask a question, I'll be mevazim my Rebbe. He won't know the answer. So he didn't ask. He never asked a question on Yontiv, even though he had a question. So, and this is what Hamakir Makom Chaver means. He knows, he recognizes the correct time and place where he should ask a question. So again, this pshat is one of Derech Eretz, And that learning is not just the learning, but also the midos tovus that go with it. Continues the Gemara. My lemechasa atagyomen, the pasuk of Yeshaya that we brought before, ends off lemechasa to the one who covers atagyomen. What does this mean? So the Gemara says, Zeh hamechasa dvorim shekisa atagyomen. This is the one, the Yoshev of Hashem, who will get the inheritance of all the money of Rome. One of his attributes is that he covers up what the Atik Yomen covered up. Who is the Atik Yomen? The Rashbam brings down a pasuk in Daniel that this refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Ancient of Days. This means Hashem. So Hashem has given a certain part of Torah to be covered. Umayn Ninu, what is that part of Torah that is covered? Sisrei Torah. These are the hidden parts of Torah, as the Rashbam explains. Maisei Merkava, the Maisei Bereishis, and the Pirusha Shoshem, the meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. These are things that are supposed to be hidden, as the Gemara in Chagiga tells us, which Rashbam quotes, that that a person only receives it einoy moser osam b'chol adam elamisha liboy dayeg. He only does it to someone who is a yori shemayim, whose heart is always worrying about things, is doing the mitzvahs and the halacha properly. Such a conscientious person I reveal it to, but a regular person, the sisrei Torah are not revealed to. The Ikkadi Amri say, some say, Zeha Megalad Vorm Shekisa Atik Yoimit. If you look in the Rashbam after he quotes Chagiga Dafyad Gimel, I think there should be over there another Divri Amaskel, which we don't have in our Gemaras. He explains, Hamegalad Vorm Shekisa Atik Yoimit means that there are certain parts of Torah which are hidden, but those parts of Torah, the Rashbam says, Nasan Rishus Legalosan. Hashem gave permission to be Megala them. Umisha Megaloisan. A person who will be Megala those things, he's Zoicha to the richness that is written in this pasuk. So we have two pshatim in Mechasa Atik Yoimen. Either you keep it a secret, you only give it to a Yorishimayim, the Sisrei Torah, and the other pshat is your Megala things, which Hashem wants you to Megala, even though he hid it. Now, my ninu, what are those things that you're being Megala? Properly so. My ninu, Tamei Torah. The reasons of the Torah is the Marsha explains the mitzvahs HaTorah. You, as we have the Sefer Chinuch and others that give us reasons for why Hashem commanded us in the Taryag mitzvahs. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Kana Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. My Dechsev, that is what it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid. So the question, as the Rashbam explains, is it should say L'naitseach. Naitseach means to the one who is victorious. L'amnatseach means to the one who others have been victorious over him. We're speaking to Hashem. L'chor Hashem is the notseach. He is the victor, not that others are victorious over him. So what does it mean? Zamru, sing forth l'misha naitzchenoi soivisameach. To the one who we overpower him, we are victorious over him, and yet he is besimcha. And who is this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Gemara will now explain, boy, Ray, come and see. Shalaikim midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. That the way of Hashem is not the way of a regular person. Basar v'dam, a man who's made of flesh and blood, menatzchen, I say, if others are menatzeh, if he's sad, he got defeated. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, noitzchen, I say, by Hashem, you can defeat him, you can be victorious over him, v'sameach, and he's happy. Where do we find an example of this? Shenemar, Vayoymer Lahashmido. Hashem, after the Cheder Egel, wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Lule Moshe Bechiroi. Were it not for Moshe, his chosen one, Amad the Peretz Lefanav, that he stood in the breach in front of Hashem, and he did not allow Klal Yisrael to be destroyed. And Rashbam explains that since it says Bechiroi, my chosen one, so we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Besimcha, he's happy that he was defeated by Moshe. Moshe prevailed on HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Hashem was happy about it. Amrav Kana Mishum Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yaisi. Rav Kana said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yaisi. And on the side, the Masar Shashas tells us there are two words missing. V'Rabbonan Amri. And the Rabbonan say it a little different. They say it's Omar Rab Shimon ben Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. It was not said in the name of Rav Kana in the name of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yaisi, but rather it was Rab Shimon ben Lakish saying in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Might have said that which it says in Apostle Nicheskel when he was describing the Mara of the Malachim who were carrying the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says over here that those Malachim, Videi Adam Etachas Kanfeim, under their wings there were the hands of man. So the Ksiv, we read it, Yidei, means the plural, hands. But the Ksiv, Yadoi Ksiv, his hand. Who is that his hand referring to? Zeh Yadoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheprus Etachas Kanfei Achayos. It is uncovered, it is spread out underneath the wings of those special beings in Shamayim, the Chayos. Kedei lekabel balei tshuva miyad midas adin. That hand receives the balei tshuva from the midas adin. As the Rashbam says at the end of the first wide line, the midas adin is mekatreges roimeres loisekablim v'hu mekablim b'seiser. The midas adin does not want to accept balei tshuva. It's mekatreg against the balei tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu secretly stretches his hand out and he unites with the Baal Tshuva and accepts him as a Baal Tshuva. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Kesef Zav Sheva Oilam Yosef Lakdei Vevila Mitzrayim. All the gold and silver in the world, Yosef collected it and brought it to Mitzrayim. Shenemer Vayilaked Yosef is Kol HaKesef HaNimtza. And the pasuk continues, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Kanan. When the world was in hunger and they needed the wheat from Mitzrayim, Yosef gathered all the silver from Mitzrayim and Kanan. Continues the Gemara, Ein li ela Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Kanan. I only see from this pasuk that he collected the money of Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Kanan. B'shar Ratz Menayim. How do I know he collected the money from the other lands as well? Talmud Lomer says in the pasuk, V'chol ha'aretz bo'u Mitzrayim ba. The pasuk says over there, V'chol ha'aretz bo'u Mitzrayim, Lishbar el Yosef. They all came to Yosef to receive the wheat from Yosef. So here we already see not only Canaan and Mitzrayim, but V'chol ha'aretz, which means the entire world came to Yosef to receive the tefuah. So Yosef had amassed in Mitzrayim the wealth of the entire world. U'kishalu Yisrael from Mitzrayim, ha'alu iman. When Yisrael came up from Mitzrayim after by Yitzis Mitzrayim, they brought this entire treasure of the world with them. Shenemar vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. It says in the pasuk that they cleaned out Mitzrayim. And the Gemara now explains what the term vayinatzlu means. Rav Asi Omar asu kimetsuda shein by dogin. They made it like a bird trap, which usually you put into the bird trap food, grain, in order to attract the birds, and thereby you'll be able to trap them. But they cleaned out Mitzrayim like a bird trap that there was no grain in it. The Tosfos here points out that although the word is vayinatzlu, how do we get to metsuda? Tosfos says that a dalid and a lamid are mischalef, and therefore we can read it not vayinatzlu, but vayinatztu. Or the Marshah, I believe, says that Tzadik and Dalid are interchangeable, and Memele the Gemara was able to make a drasha that it refers to a trap, and there was no dugan in it. Rab Shimon on the side, it says, Ben Lakish, Rab Shimon Ben Lakish Amar, Kimetsula. He is using the actual word of Inatsu, like a Metsula depth. The depths in the water, Shein Badugam, that has no fish in it. And I believe it's the Maral who speaks out that what it means on a spiritual level is that Klal Yisrael cleaned out from Mitzrayim not just the gold and silver, but all sparks of Kedusha that Mitzrayim, any that were left, they were in the Memtesh Shari Tumah in Mitzrayim, and any sparks of Kedusha that still remain, Klal Yisrael took it with them out of Mitzrayim. But referring to the gold and silver, the Gemara says, "Vayamunaf, that treasure was lying ad Rechavam, until Rechavam Melech Yehuda came." So that he was the son of Shlomo, he had the treasure. Bo Shishak Malach Mitzrayim, Shishak the king of Mitzrayim came with Natan Rechavim. He took it from Rechavim. There's a pasuk in Malachim that tells us this. Shenemar Vayhi Bishana Chamish Malach Rechavim. It was in the fifth year of Rechavim's reign. All Shishak Malach Mitzrayim Yerushalayim. He came and he attacked Yerushalayim. Vayikas Oitzus Beis Hashem, Oitzus Beis Hamelach. He took the treasure houses of the house of Hashem and the treasure houses of the Beis Hamelach. Bo Zerech Melach Kush and Natan Mishishak. The king of Kush came and he took it from Shishan. The Rashbam says that this is not found in a pasuk, but this is a Gemara. It was a Masorah to Chazal that this is what happened. Bo Asa, then Asa Melech Yehuda came. He was a grandson of Rav Chavam, and Vinatlu Mizerech. He took it from Zerech. On this, the Rashbam says these are Kroi B'Divrei Hayomim. We have in Divrei Hayomim Psukim that tell us this fact. Then he took it from Zerech Malkush. The Shigroi, and he gave it Lahadrimoin ben Tevarimoin. Hadrimon ben Tevarimoin is the first of all, the Masoras Shas tells us the real name is Hadadrimon. There are two Dalits there. And he had another name called Ben Hadad. Ben Hadad ben Tavrimon. He was the Melech of Aram. And he wanted, Asa Melech Yehuda wanted to attack the king of Yisrael, Basha, and he needed an ally, this Ben Hadad, this Hadad Rimon, and he gave him this entire treasure that he should help him to attack Basha Melech Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Bo B'nei Amon, the B'nei Amon came, V'natlu Mehadad Rimon, Ben Tavrimon. This, the Rashbam says, is a Gemara. Again, it's a Masorah. Bo Yehoshaphat, V'natlu Mibnei Amon. Yehoshaphat came, and he was a melech, and he took it from B'nai Amoin. On this, the Rashbam says, we find the psukim. However, in the pasuk, we don't find that Yehoshaphat actually took the treasure. But the Rashbam gives us a yesod here, which in the fifth line of the Rashbam, in the wide lines, the derech harishonim lahavi ginzein imam b'molchamtam kidei sheyimshach libam achar memonon v'lo yivrechu ukishayim enutzachim hanoitzkim noitlu memonon. So the Rashbam says that there was a custom that they would always bring their treasure into the battle. So this would spur the soldiers on. If you're going to get defeated, you're going to lose this treasure. You won't get a pay raise. That this spurred them on to fight strongly. So since we find that Yehoshaphat took it from, he vanquished B'nai Amon, the Rashbam says, we understand from those psukim that he also took the treasure from them. And the treasure was in the hands of Achaz. Bo Sancheiriv came, V'natlu Mei Achaz, and he took it from Achaz. This, the Rashbam says, we find in the Psukim. Continues the Gemara, Bo Chizkiyo HaMelech came, V'natlu Mei Sancheiriv, he took it from Sancheiriv. As the Rashbam points out, when the Malach came and hit the entire machna of Sancheiriv that was surrounding Yerushalayim and they were killed, that's when Chizkiyo took the treasure. V'ho Yamunach HaTzidkiyo, that treasure was in the hands of Klal Yisrael until Tzidkiyo. Bo Kazdoyim, the people from the Kazdoyim came, V'natlu Mei Tzidkiyo, they took it from Tzidkiyo, as the Rashbam says we find in the Psukim. Bo Parsiyoyim, the people from Persia came, V'natlu Mikazdoyim. They took it from Kazdoyim. This is a pasuk in Daniel. Bo Yivonim, the Greeks came, V'natlu Miparsoyim. They took it from the Parsoyim. This, the Rashbam says, we find in Yosefus. Bo Romiyim, the Romans came, V'natlu Miyad Yivonim. They took it from the Greeks. The Rashbam says, this is from Yosefus, and it's also a Gemara in Avodah Zorah. V'adayin Munach Baromi, and this treasure is still in Rome. So we have a tradition here of how this treasure came from Yosef and Mitzrayim until the coffers of Rome. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rab Chama, and on the side we have Berebi Chanina. Sholish Matmani Yosef hit Yosef and Mitzrayim. There were three treasures that Yosef hid in Mitzrayim. Achas Nisgal LeKorach. One was revealed to Korach, who was a very great usher. Va'achas Nisgal LeAntoninus Ben Asvirom. Antoninus, we find many times in the Gemara, he was a chaver of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So he was a very rich man. So that was the treasure that was revealed to him, one of the treasures of Yosef. And one treasure is hidden for the tzaddikim for the future. The pasuk says, that treasure is protected for its master, but it can turn out for evil. Amrab Shimon ben Lakish, Zu Ashroy Shal Karach. This refers to the riches of Karach, as the Rashbam says, Al Yidei Rov Mamonon Nisgav and Nitrat Manam. Through his being very rich, he became Ebel Gaiva, and this caused him to be taken away from the world. There's a pasuk that says, Veskol Yakuma Shebra Braglayem. All the treasure that they had in their feet. What's the lashon in their feet? Amar Rav Lazar zeh mamoni shel adam. This refers to a person's money. Shemamidoy al raglav. It makes him stand up on his feet. When a person has money as security, so it establishes him. Amar Rav Levi. Masui sholish meis prados levanos. Hayu mafteches beis kenazav shakarach. When we're speaking about, as the expression goes, as reich v'kairach, he's rich like Kairach. So Kairach was so rich that he had 300 white mules, and they were saddled with the keys to his treasure houses. That's how many keys he had to his treasure houses. The kulo and all of them, aklidi uklipi, aklidi are keys, klipi is, kulfi is locks, the galdov leather. In other words, even though they were made of leather and they weren't made of metal, and they weren't so heavy, yet he required 300 white mules. The Rashbam says over here, a yisoid, which he says often, and that is, Lav dafka 300, v'chein kol sholosh meis shabashas. Wherever you have the number 300 in shas, it's a lashon guzma, it's an exaggeration, but it means he had a lot of these white mules, not for his treasure, just for the keys to his treasure houses. The Gemara now gives an acronym, and a simon, to remember the next piece of Gemara, and the simon is, Diosh adish kazdach me'oitcha simon. So the Gemara here, we will understand the siman after we learn through the whole Gemara. But perhaps the last word we should start with first. Mei oitcha. In other words, if you start in Hallel, the Gemara now wants to tell us who authored a certain section of Hallel. And the Gemara is going to tell us there were many authors to this section of Hallel that we say. And where are we starting from? We're starting from oitcha ki anisani. I will give hoidah to you because you answered my tefillah. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonason, oitcha ki ani sani, that pasuk, Amar David, that David HaMelech said. First we'll go through the Gemara, and then we'll relate some of the pshatim on this Gemara by the various mefarshim. Evan Moasu Abayinim Haisla Reishbina, that pasuk, Amar Yishai, that was said by Yishai. Me'es Hashem Haisla Zois Amru Echav, that the brothers of David HaMelech said. Zeh Yoimasu Hashem, who said that? Amar Shmuel. Ona Hashem Hashiana Amru Echav, the brothers of David said. Ona Hashem Atzlichana, who said that? Amar David. David said it. Baruch Abba Hashem Hashem Amar Yishai. All of them said it together. David, Yishai, Shmuel, and all the brothers. Isru Chagav Voisim, Amr Shmuel, that Shmuel said. Keli Yatav Yedeka, Amr David. Elikai V'Arei Mimeka, Amru Kulon, that they all said. So first let us look at the Rashbam. So Rashbam says, Evan Moasu Aboinim, this refers to David. Because David was despised by the builders. As the Marsha explained, the builders means the ones who build Torah in the world. The Bez Din at that time did not want to accept David as a melech in Yisrael. They felt that he, as Doye Gadoimi told Shaul, you want to know whether David should be a king or not. I have a bigger question. Is he roy to come into Klal Yisrael? Because he comes from Rus HaMoavia. So David was young, and he was a shepherd. And when Yishai came when Shmuel came to anoint the future king, nobody thought of David. He was Moasu Aboinim. And yet, he's the one who became the melech. And when the brothers saw that, they said, Zeh hayoyim asa Hashem nagila v'nismich aboy. They said, Zeh hayoyim asa, they said, Me'es Hashem hoysu zois hineflos beinenu. So the Rashbam says, Lashon Rabbim amru echav. How do we know it was said by many people? Because it says, hineflos beinenu, that is a Lashon Nachshon Rabbit. The pasuk of Zeh Yom Asa Hashem, it concludes Nagila v'Nismacha. Boy, that the Rashbam says was Shmuel, because he was Misnaveh, that at the end, everyone, even though people were apprehensive at first that David should be the Melech, at the end they would be very happy that he saved them from their enemies. Hatzlichna was said by David that he should have Hatzloch in his Melucha, and the Rashbam concludes, Isru Chag Bavoysim refers that was said by Shmuel, he was telling them to bring Zvachim and Shlomim Karbonais in order to be Mesameach at the fact that David is going to be the Melech, and put the Dam on the Mizbeach. In the Marsha here, he goes through each of these psukim relating to various sections of Shmuel, showing how the psukim relate, and we won't go through each one, but we'll do a few of them. The Marsha begins that Oidcha Kanisani, this refers to the Melchama in Golias HaPlishti, because as we said before, Doye questioned, Shaul said, hey, this person who defeated Golias, it looks like he has the potential to be a leader, to be the king. And Doye said, forget about being a king, is he allowed to come into Klal Yisrael? So that's what it meant, that David HaMelech said, Oidcha Kenisani Vatihili Yeshua, you were Yeshua for me that I was able to defeat Golias, and I was Evan Moasa Abonim Hoysal Reishpina. I was despised by everyone, they didn't want me to be a king, and I became the head. This was said by, as the Gemara tells us, this was said by Yishai. When Yishai saw that his son, who was despised by the Bezdin, became Rosh Pina, this is what he said. And then when the brothers saw that the one who they were worried would not be able to combat the Plishti, he was successful, and they realized that it's coming from Hashem, so they said, Zeh Yom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nismacha Boy. And at the end, we'll go to the last one, David said, as we're going to have on Amid Bays, there's going to be a benching. The Gemara is going to tell us there's going to be a Suda Lasad Lavoi, and the one to bench at that Suda is not Avram Yitzchak Yaakov or Moshe, but rather it is David HaMelech. So David is going to see, and we'll see on Amid Bays why David felt he's the one who should bench, but that's what he means. The last line of our Amid here, Keili Atov Yoideka, I am the correct one, David says, to be give Shevach Vaidah, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they answered, everyone answered, Elokai Aroi Memecha. So the Marsha says, as we find, that when a person is going to bench with a mezuman, the Gemara says, Shloisha Achlu Menayin Labirchus Hazimun, Shenemar Gadlu Lashem Iti, Unuroi Memashma Yachtov. The one who's saying the benching tells the assembled, Gadlu Hashem Iti, I'm going to bench, and you raise Hashem's name with me. And it concludes that what? Unaroim Mashma Yachtav, let us all together be Meroim Hashem. That's exactly how our Gemara ends. Elokai Aroim Mecha. All the assembled answered David, who was the leader of the benching, by saying, together we will raise up Hashem. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there in a Mishnah, in the Sachta Sukkah, Makom Shenagu, and now we turn to Daf Kuf Yud Tasamid Beis, in the place concerning Halal, where the Minig was Lichpoil, where they would say over, we know that in Halal there are certain sections that are repeated twice. So if the Minig is to be say it twice, Yichpoil. Lifshoit, just to say it once, Yifshoit, only say it once. Levorach, Achrov, to bench, say a bracha afterwards. This is the bracha of Yehalaluka at the end of Halal, where we end off, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mehulah Batish Bachos, Yivorech, you should say the Baruch HaKol Kaminig HaMedina, whatever the minig is. I'm Rabbiya. Loishan al-Achrav. When was it said that was only Lachrav? Avalafon of mitzvah levarach. There is no option. It's not Talyan Minig. It's a mitzvah to make a bracha as we do before saying Halal. The Amr of Yehuda Mishmul, call a mitzvah mevarach alein. Arvel asiyasin. All mitzvahs, we had this more earlier in Davzayin Mabez, in Psachim. Every mitzvah, there is a mitzvah to make a bracha before you do the actual mitzvah. Now, the Lashon here is a very strange Lashon. Oiver lasiyasa. What do we mean? Kaidem lasiyasa. But we don't use the word kaidem. We use the word oiver. My mashma the high oiver lishadak dumi. Where do we find that the word oiver means before? Amr of Nachman Yitzchak. We have three psukim. Desiv vayaretz achimatz dere hakikar vayavor esakushi. So this is referring to when Avshalom the son of David got killed. So a Cushi was sent to tell David the bad news, and Achimatz said, "No, I want to be the one to tell David the news." And he caught up, even though he started running later than the Cushi. He caught up to the Cushi and he bypassed them. Vayoretz Achimatz derech Hakikar vayavor es Hakushi, and Achimatz passed by the Cushi and told the news to David. Abai Yomer Mahacha from another pasuk, we see that oiver means to go ahead of. Like the bracha that goes ahead of the mitzvah, the pasuk says, "V'hu oiver lefneim," that when Yaakov set up his wives and his children in front of Esav, he then, after he set them up in a row, then he passed in front of them. Ikad yamri mihachas. Some say it's from this pasuk. Vayavur malkum lefneim Hashem brashim. In the time of Mashiach, the king who is Melech HaMashiach will pass in front of Klal Yisrael, and at the head of the line will be Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that the word oiver means ahead. The bracha comes ahead of the mitzvah. I heard a very nice shot from Rav Yisrael Belsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Sar Sameach, and he asked, good, we have these psukim that show that oiver means before, but why not use the simple word, kaidem? Kaidem certainly means before. Why was it put in this strange lashon of oiver lasiyasin? He said a very nice shot, I believe it's his own shot, that the halacha is, it's only mutter oiver lasiyasin, but oiver la'oiver lasiyasin not, meaning that a person, we make a bracha when you're ready to put on a mezuzah, you have the mezuzah in your hand, you have the nails, you have the hammer, you're ready to bang it in, then you make the bracha. But however, you don't make the bracha first and then take the mezuzah from the table and then go look for the nails and the hammer, and then that would be oiver loiver, and that is not good. Likewise, a lulav and esrik. When you have the lulav and esrik in your hand and you flip it over so that it should be oiver lasiyasan, and then right away you make the bracha. You're about to be mekayim the mitzvah, but you don't have the lulav and esrik on a table in a box and undo the box and take out the lulav and make the bracha all the way before doing all those steps. That would be oiver loiver, it's not good. So Memeli says all these psukim show us this idea. In other words, the Cushi was running. What happened with Achimatz? Achimatz caught up to the Cushi and went right ahead of him. And as the Cushi was there, just like the mitzvah is there, you're ready to perform the mitzvah, you overtake the mitzvah. That's what the word oiver means. Yaakov set up his whole family and then he proceeded to go to the head of the law. He made sure everything's in place, then he went ahead. The Klal Yisrael is there, then the Melech goes ahead of the So in other words, that's the idea. The mitzvah has to be all there, ready to be performed, and right before you perform the mitzvah, you overtake the mitzvah, and then you make the bracha. That's Oiver Lasiyasan, and that's perhaps why the Lashon is this particular Lashon of Oiver Lasiyasan. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, Rebbe Kaifu Badvar. Rebbe in Hallel used to repeat words. The Rashbam says, what does this refer to? It refers to, at the end of Hallel, from Boruch Haba and onward, he used to repeat those psukim. Rabbi Lazar ben Parta, Moisef Badvar. He would add words. My Moisef, what did he add? I'm Rabbi Moisef Lichbo Me'oitcha Lemata. He would, by the way, we forgot that Simon, I forgot to mention on Amid Aleph, Diash Adish Kazdach Me'oitcha. So that's the Simon. If you go through it, the Dalit is David, the Yud is Yishai, the Aleph are Achim, the brothers, the Shin is Shmuel, Aleph is Achim, Dalet David, Yud Yishai, Shin is Shmuel, Chaf is Kulam, Shin is Shmuel, Dalet is David, Chaf is Kulam. And where does this whole simon start? Mei Oitcha. And now the Gemara tells us, in the Gemara that we're learning right now, that from Oitcha he added. He didn't go to the end of Hal to start doubling the psukim, but as Rashbam explains, as we learned on Amid Aleph, Yishai and David and the brothers and Shmuel, all of them were mechaber those psukim. So because of the covet, the respect of all those people, we chazarov, we repeat, and we say those in double. Rav Lazar ben Parta, Ma'isav lichba me'oitcha lamata, from oitcha and on. Dorsha Ravira, Zimnan Amalei Mishmei de Rebbe, and we have on the side Rav Ami, the Zimnan Amalei Mishmei de Rav. On the side we have Asi. He used to say the following: "My Siv, what is the pshat?" And that what it says in the pasuk: "Vayigdal ayad vayigomel." By Yitzchak, after he was weaned, Avram made a suda. B'yoyim he gomel es Yitzchak. So the Marsha explains there are two words here that are extra. The word hayelad is extra because we know we're talking about Yitzchak, and the word vayigmal is extra because it says at the end of the pasuk: "B'yoyim he gomel es Yitzchak." We could have said the same pasuk and leave out the words hayelad and vayigomel, and it would make sense. What are these two words adding? The Gemara says it's referring to something that's going to happen. Lo asid lavoi with the children of Yitzchak. Asid Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo asid suda letzadikim. Hashem is going to make a suda letzadikim. When biyoyim on that day sheyigmal chazdoi lazar shel Yitzchak, when he's going to be show his benevolence to the children of Yitzchak, lo asid lavoi, they're going to have a suda. La'achish oichel v'shoisim, after they eat and drink, nois noilar Avram Avinu kaisha bracha, they're going to give Avram Avinu kaisha bracha levarach, to bench. As the Marsha explains, the minig is by benching, you give gadol mevarach. So who's the gadol, who's the eldest person here? That's Avram. So Avram should bench. And Avram says, "Ani mevarcha, I can't bench. If I had a son that came out of Mishmol, I can't bench." They tell Yitzchak, "Tuluvar, go bench." Esav came out of me. They tell Yaakov, "Tulubore, go and bench." He says to them, "Ani mevarcha, I can't bench." I married two sisters while they were in, each one was alive at the same time. I did something against the Torah. Shasi the Torah loishanalai, that the Torah eventually would prohibit it. Even though the Ramban tells us that the Avos used to keep the Torah before it was given, the Ramban explains that since this was in Chutz Lartz when it happened, in Chutz Lartz they didn't necessarily keep all the dinim of the Torah. It was only in Eretz Yisrael, in the palace of the king, that's where they kept all the dinim of Torah. So since it was Kod Matan Torah, and even according to their minig, they didn't keep it. So even though he did it with all permission, the Ramban says that's why Rachel was nifter before they came at Beis Lechem, before they came into Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, he's going to have to keep the Torah. So that's why it came out that Rachel was nifter before they entered Eretz Yisrael. But the point being, although Yaakov technically did not transgress any din of the Torah, he felt it was a chsorin in his Torah that he had done something which eventually the Torah would prohibit. Armelah the Moshe Tul Barech. Moshe go bench. Armelah, he said to them, "No, any mevar shalai zechis the kana say etzral. I wasn't able to come into Eretz Yisrael. Loi b'chayin, not while I was alive. Loi b'moshe, not when I died." Armelah Yeshua Tul Barech. They told Yeshua go and bench. Armelah, he told them, "Any mevarach? Why shalai zechis leben? I didn't have. I wasn't zarecha to a child." The Chsev, it says in the Navi in Divrei Hayamim that there was Elishama from Shevet Ephraim, and who was his son? It says concerning Yeshua ben Nun that the son of Elishama from Shevet Ephraim was Nun Benoit. Nun was his son. And who was the son of Nun? Yeshua Benoit. And that's where it stops. In other words, Yeshua himself didn't have any children. So because he didn't have any children, he I can't bench. Armela Ledovet Tulberech. You go bench. Armelahan, he said to them, Ani Avorech, I will bench. Veli no Levorech. And for me, it's proper to bench. Shenema Kosh Yeshua Esa Uvishem Hashem Akra. I will lift up the coast to Hashem, and I will call out in the name of Hashem. There's a beautiful. I just want to conclude with two pshatim. One is a very the kitzer, the maral and the gvurois on the Gemara we had that it was the brothers and David and Shmuel and Yishai who said these various psukim of oitcha. So the maral says that when a person is moided to Hashem, they were all being moided that David became king despite all the obstacles. He became the melech. So the maral says when a toiva happens to a person, there's a main beneficiary, but then there's a lot of other people who have benefit as a result of his benefit. He becomes an Oysher, and as a result, he helps other people. So he's the main one. The same was here. David, the main beneficiary was David. But Hashem, when he gives chesed, just like Maram Chagiz says, that when a person, Chas Shalom, is nifter, so it's not only that he deserved that, Kela Munavein Avil, everybody who's associated with him deserved the tsar of Luz. opposing him. So just like in Oynish and Tsar, it's meted out exactly what every person has to get. So in good things that Hashem does for people, Hashem not only has it measured precisely for the one who gets the main benefit, but even for all the ones who get the side benefit. And that's what this Gemara was showing us, that every person connected to David, not only David, the brothers, Shmuel, the Yishai, everyone felt, I'm getting, they didn't take it for granted. They didn't say it's a mikra that I'm getting it. Hashem is doing it primarily for David. I got it b'mikra. No, you didn't get it b'mikra. You got it exactly what Hashem is giving to you. That's the maral on that Gemara. On this Gemara is a beautiful marsha. The marsha says that the reason why all of them were unable to say Birchas Hamazon, because there was something missing in the Birchas Hamazon. For example, Yitzchak says, I had Esav that comes out of me. So the Marsha says, Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, the bris was made with bi Yitzchak. The Gemara says, and not all of Yitzchak. Why? Who was not included? Esav. Only part of Yitzchak. Only Yaakov, but not Esav. So Mimela, since part of benching is al brischa, shechasamta vivsarenu, he was missing in bris. Yaakov says, I'm missing something in Torah, because part of benching is al tarashcha shalimaritanu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, we have the bracha of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm missing in the bracha of Eretz Yisrael because I never went into Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshua, who went into Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't have a son. So the Marsha says, because the bracha of Nei Yerushalayim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, made the bracha of Hazon. When the month fell, Moshe was misak in the bracha of Hazon. But he wasn't misak in the bracha of Eretz Yisrael because he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. He was missing. He couldn't bench. But when it came to David, who had a son, so David was Mesakein Yerushalayim, Uvnei Yerushalayim, but in the bracha of Uvnei Yerushalayim, we also have Valabayis HaGadol. The Bayis HaGadol was made by his son Shlomo. So David said, through me came Yerushalayim, and through my son Shlomo came the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So Memela, I'm able to fulfill everything in benching. So however, Yeshua didn't have a son, he himself had no shaykhs with Yerushalayim, and he didn't have a son to build the Beis HaMikdash like David had Shlomo, so Memela he was missing in that. So when it says, so the pasuk concludes, Kosh Yeshua's Esa Uveshem Hashem Ekra, but the pasuk starts with, that I had the Mo Oshiv Lashem. Kol Tagmaloi Oloi. I was not like any of the others and Moshe and Yeshua who were missing something and therefore couldn't bench. I had Kol Moshev Lashem. Kol Tagmaloi. I had all the Gemul. If I had all the Gemul, the pasuk concludes, Kol Yeshua's Esa Uveshem Hashem Ekra. That's why it would seem, although David the Marsha says was the lowest of everybody here, he was lower than Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yeshua. So he shouldn't bench, always give it to the higher person. But since he had Kol Tagmaloi, David says, I'm the Roy Levorech, and that's what the Marsha says on Amud Aleph, Keli Atov Yoideka, and they answered, Elikarim Mecca, because as the pasuk says, Gadlu Lashem Iti, David says, I'm the one who's benching. I was zeichet to everything. I have no chasaran. And you, Neroi Mema, you together should lift up Hashem together with me.